This we call by leaps and bounds. Today's readers, and I'll emphasize read, become tomorrow's leaders. So I'll put on your list of things to do from the age of zero to 100. And we'll just give 105 those out there a shout. Pick up a book and read today. Let's talk about this concept of read. Angie Gleisner, manager of Wyoming and Kelloggsville branches with Kent District Library. Always a pleasure to spotlight KDL. Good morning to you, Angie.
Good morning.
Nicole Berman, parent representative, Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Give a shout out to your little ones.
I have a 10-year-old Israel. Hi, Israel. An 8-year-old Jeremiah, a 6-year-old Hannah, and a 4-year-old Keziah. Hi, babies.
Yeah. They're waving back. You want to give any shout-outs yourself, Ange?
I'll give a shout-out to my son, Nathaniel, who's in 7th grade. He's at school right now.
He's probably, they're all probably doing math problems right now as we speak. Thank you for that. I'd like to make sure that you are involved in leaping and bounding as moms of our future, and hopefully your kids are reading every day. Can I put you on the spot for that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good. Just a blurb of reminder, you know that all parents want to give kids a strong start in life, never too early to begin reading, and that's why we bring you together for this conversation. So, Angie Gleisner, tell us a little bit more about your role with KDL.
Oh, for many years, I've been a children's librarian, and my role right now is to be the manager sponsor of our early literacy work group. So just helping to support that group and their efforts in early literacy within the library setting.
Nice. Nicole, would you share your role as parent rep from the Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County?
Yes. I've been a parent rep for about a year now, where I help parents with resources that they need for their families. So it's been an enjoyable time to be able to step into that role and to help parents succeed as parents.
Again, our topic, today's readers become tomorrow's leaders. What is READ, Nicole? And talk about a way or two you were integrating this success basic about reading and discussing stories then with your little ones in your home.
Yes, READ is the success basics that focuses on reading to your child as early and as often as you can so that your child can become a lifelong reader and can be prepared for school.
Great. And I want you to expand how you integrate this success basic into your home.
Absolutely. So my kids love to read. We are a reading family. We've started early with reading with my kids. We love funny books, and we read them all the time. My kids like to sing the words in books. They like to read with different accents, especially my 6-year-old. Her favorite is the British accent and a Southern accent, so she loves that. My 10-year-old reads to us every morning on the way to school. He loves to do sound effects, and he loves to act out everything that's on the page. He is a character for sure.
Sounds like you've got a couple budding theatrical students there.
Very much so. So we visit the library often, and it has aided me in some of the development of my children, like potty training. It kept them engaged in the process, kept them coming back, sitting longer, which I enjoyed. My daughter learned how to ride a bike this summer, and so we got out a ton of books from the library about riding bikes and kids on bikes, and finally she got the courage to take the training wheels off, and she did it. And so we were super excited about that. So we take time and we read every day. We practice, drop everything, and read. We practice that every day. We grab a book, we grab our timers, we grab a comfy spot, and we just read. And sometimes we're reading for 20, sometimes 40. It doesn't really matter. We're enjoying it.
Great. And certainly serving as a role model. Angie, talk about how Kent District Library is partnering with parents, the likes of Nicole, the Great Start Collaborative, and the Success Basics.
Yeah. So during the Success Basics campaign launch, we had several reps from KDL there, and we're just blown away at the energy in the room. Librarians, of course, were supporters of reading, and for many years we had a program called Every Child Ready to Read, which we talked which talks about educating parents on the value of reading, really. And it's so similar to the Success Basics that when I heard them talked about for the first time, I thought, oh my goodness, we're doing this already. We can make it even better. And the power of Success Basics is that it is this wonderful countywide initiative where we're really bringing in all different players within the community. The way the library is supporting is really by helping to get the message out. We have a wonderful bookmobile that we can help feature the wonderful videos that they've created that talk about each of these basics. We can incorporate it into our play spaces at the library. We also are incorporating it into our story time training for our staff to make sure that they're messaging this out into the community. So it's really using the power of our reach into the community to help broadcast this message.
Nice. Nicole, as a parent, tell us more about what the Great Start Parent Coalition learning about importance of the Success Basics, specifically about READ.
Yes, as a parent rep for Great Start Parent Coalition, we are learning that parents are the first teachers, and we are the best teachers in our children's lives. And so the Great Start Parent Coalition, at our meetings, at our monthly meetings, we provide parents with resources to aid in their kids' reading skills. So, for example, we had teachers from the charter school, the Grand Valley Charter School, come out and teach us a skill on how to help our kids take the letters, sounds, and words and bridge them together. So there was like these little tiles that we put on these little spots, and we like sweeped them to the side every time we said a sound, and we brought them together and made the word. And that was really helpful. It was something that I was able to use at home with my six-year-old. So we did a big event for parents called Reading on the River, which was a blast. We boarded a riverboat.
What?
Yes. And there were literacy games that were provided by the Children's Museum. We had a scavenger hunt for the kids. We even spotted a bald eagle. Yes, it was fun. There were literacy-themed raffle prizes that we gave out at the end, and every child was able to leave with a book in hand that they got to choose themselves. So it was fun.
Nice. I have yet to spot a bald eagle out there, except headed over to the zoo, so I've got to hang out with you guys more. Angie, again, good work you do. A professional in the field of reading and literacy with KDL. What inside advice would you give parents when it comes to research, important strategies, challenges, for overcoming challenges here?
Yeah, you know, I have personal experience with this. You know, my son has two librarians for parents, and he actually ended up struggling a little bit with reading in the beginning. So I think that my advice is to relax a little bit. From a librarian's perspective, I hear a lot of parents coming into the library, you know, super caring, loving, wonderful people who worry about their kids, mm-hmm. especially if they've been told by a teacher that there's a particular struggle. Relax and enjoy the reading process with your child, and realize that each of these different children are on a different developmental tract. Some children learn to read earlier than others. Reach out to teachers, definitely work with them. We had wonderful support through our school of an interventionist who could help us with that reading with our son. But really, the thing that helped the most was just reading with him, being with him, reading out loud, trying different methods of reading. Some children just react better to listening to books rather than reading them in print form. And many of us adults are that way too. So seek help through the school system, come to the library, visit the library, talk to one of the librarians there, and really try to focus on what the child is interested in. Because we know that we can match up books with children based on their interest. It goes such a long way, especially with children that are struggling a little bit. And don't forget about those graphic novels. They are of value. There's wonderful vocabulary in there. Don't discount them.
Thank you for that reminder. Nicole, your crystal ball, what can we expect in the year two of Success Basics?
So I'm excited to announce that we'll be working on and rolling out a three-part parent engagement model. So the first part will be focusing on a clear and concrete language and literacy skills. And the second part, which I'm pretty excited about because every parent that I know of has a smartphone. So we'll be offering parents digital literacy activities right to their smartphones via text. And for the third part, which some parents have already taken advantage of this, but we are facilitating stronger connections with our libraries and our museums. Libraries and museums have a wealth of information and offer parents a hands-on learning opportunity for them to take advantage of. So,
whenever we talk about reading, I always like to put you on the spot. What book are you reading now?
I am reading...
or two.
I'm always reading something. So for my kids, we're reading some of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe series. So that's what we're reading to them right now. And I just finished Well-Read Black Girls, for Black women. So it's a book about a bunch of African American authors, so that I've never heard of, in all different genres. So I'm excited to start getting into some of that.
Thank you for that. How do we find out more information about Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County, Nicole Berman?
Well, you can check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook group called Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County. And every Saturday we do a Success Basic tip. So be checking that out. And it's easy and it's fun. And you can incorporate it into your everyday routine.
Easy, fun, and easy to incorporate. Can't beat that for a mission vision. Thank you very much for your good comments. Angie, leave us with contact information for KDL.
Yeah, sure. So www.kdl.org, and click on the Kids and Parents section. There's all kinds of wonderful information there. Early literacy calendar of ideas you can do with your kids. We have a newsletter, wonderful stuff there. Book recommendations, everything.
What are you reading now?
Me. I just finished listening to a book called Woman of the Silk, and I just did a trip to Ontario to visit my dad recently, and so I just love doing audiobooks in the car. Great historical fiction. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. On behalf of our By Leaps and Bounds, today's readers become tomorrow's leaders. Thank you, Nicole and Angie. Go get 'em.